the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, I am trying to figure out a few things. Cactus and I were out visiting. We were driving, taking a nice drive. And we were discussing the current political situation in this country. My question was, we were discussing, is Barack Obama going to wait until the winter of 2025 to return to office? I don't believe so. Odd question, you may think. Well, or is he going to return to office before the winter of this year? The way things are developing in the political world with Donald Trump, he's in court. The judges are going to drag this all out, drag it on and on. They're going to do everything possible to keep him from being free to spend as much time on the campaign trail as possible. Is it possible that Barry Satoro, is it possible that he's going to retake or return to his seat as president of this country before the end of this year? Well, I know that presently, continuity of government, all of the agencies involved with continuity of government are active. They are active. They are engaged. They are trying to trigger the events that are necessary to stop the coming election. And here we have the war in Ukraine is escalating, war in the Middle East intensifying. China is Xi Jinping is waiting for the perfect time to make a move on Taiwan or the Philippines. Xi Jinping may actually try to exert force in the Philippines and sandwich Taiwan in between China and the Philippines. But with Donald Trump, It seems like no matter what he does, the opposition is like moving into a 100-mile-an-hour headwind. I do believe that, and you may not understand what I'm saying, because I haven't really given you a reason to understand why I feel that Barry Satoro may come back the end of this year rather than 2025, the winter season, late in the year. To understand it, to understand what I'm presenting, in the final decade before Christ returns, certain things will happen early in that decade that are indicators that the war of Armageddon is being prepared. The conditions are right. Another thing that will happen just before Christ returns, within months, 3 months maximum, the War of Armageddon will take place. 2 months. 7 years before the War of Armageddon, Russia and Iran and the armies of Turkey and Ethiopia and Libya are destroyed. 7 years before Armageddon. Right at the time of the finish, the conclusion of the war, the great Russian war, where Russia attacks Israel with these other nations, Barry Satoro must be in power in the United States of America again. The United States of America is in the Bible in Revelation chapter 17. She's recognized as a harlot, a beast, a prostitute. Chapter 18, you see the culture, a nation full of luxuries, the best of the best that the world has ever offered. A nation that is luxurious and wealthy, full of the word in the King James, the dainties of this great nation will eventually evaporate. Meaning, just the everyday enjoyments, Starbucks or coffee shops, trips to Vegas, a trip to the Bahamas, all these little luxuries, these things that we enjoy, are going to end. Donald Trump will have been in power and will have been relieved of his duties right about the time that let me finish when I come back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Monday through Friday, The Present Truth, 2 to 3, podcast 1360khnc.com. In the decade before Christ returns, in the New Testament, the Old Testament, there are prophecies that are specifically for that final decade. One of the prophecies, Armageddon. At the end, just before Christ returns, at the beginning of the decade, Donald Trump, the president of the great empire, the riddle of the seven kings in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, he must have just completed or is completing his first term as president. And then he is going to be replaced by an imposter, Joe Biden. But in the background, there is the real phantom who is behind the scenes controlling everything. And that would be Barry Satoro. His Christian name, Barack Obama. His Muslim name. He's not a Muslim. He's his own religion. He's his own God. When the Antichrist comes to power, the Antichrist will not be the head of the Muslim religion. The Antichrist will bring in his own religion, and that religion is he is the one to be worshipped. Could it be that I may be correct? I don't know. Time is going to tell. But in the meantime, I'll present to you what I see. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what transpires, what develops. Early in that final 10 years, there must be wars and rumors of wars. Wars have to escalate, and not just wars as we understand weapons, bullets, tanks, aircraft, that kind of a war, yes, but also wars of race against race, civil wars. And there have been many civil wars in Africa. Is there going to be civil war in the United States? Or has it, to some degree, already begun? There will be ethnos against ethnos, race against race within America. Also, there will be an increase of what Daniel in Daniel chapter 12, the prophet Daniel said that knowledge will increase. Three things will happen. Knowledge will increase. People will travel back and forth. And it's all in the end time. So with knowledge increasing, what did Daniel mean knowledge will increase? It means artificial intelligence. And who is going to take the lead in artificial intelligence? Or I don't know if I phrased that right. I'll begin this way rather. In the decade before Christ returns, there's a term that we used back in the 60s and 70s, the New Age movement. It was an occult movement. And out of the occult movement would come mature priests or sorcerers. I'm talking about America. And these New Age priests or sorcerers or students of the occult would be trained in all of the sciences. And the one science would be computer science. And out of computer science would come artificial intelligence technologies. Along with the wars, along with famines, along with diseases, along with what I call Frankenstein humans, where they take a human being with Homo sapien DNA and add to that DNA. And out of that comes Frankenstein people, people who have at least dual DNA structures. We would have, through this technology, the ability to create. There was a movie, The Island of Dr. Moreau, taking humans, making them, crossbreeding them, through bioengineering, they become part human, part cat, part dog, part creature of some sort. We're there. Blended DNA. You blend the DNA of an animal with another animal, a fish DNA with tomato, a spider with a goat, and you have a spider goat. This is not fiction. This is one of the signs that will develop it, explode this type of technology will explode, and mankind, because of no moral compass, no conscience, the laws won't apply to genetic research. Mankind will be free to create anything to violate all natural law, the laws of conscience, the laws of God. Blended DNA. In previous programs, I've already talked about Nephilim. Many may not know what a Nephilim is. In the time of Noah, the angels, the fallen angels, mated with women. They came in and had sex with women. The women became pregnant. with the DNA of angels, spiritual DNA, what the angels were. The offspring were part human, part angel. According to the accounts, the women generally would die during the pregnancy because this creature, this entity that was inside, would destroy her from within. But upon her death, this creature, being half angel, part human, would still live. And it wouldn't die. And they would become, eventually, grow into a inhuman form, but would become a giant. Massive. 6 foot, 10 foot, 12 foot, 16 foot tall. Some even say taller than that. And this DNA, this Nephilim DNA, has been found. And these bioengineers have taken that DNA of these creatures that have been dead for thousands of years and taken that DNA and have experimented and began to mix that DNA with human DNA. And they believe that in some of the articles I had researched and read here two and a half years ago on the program, some of that DNA from the Nephilim is in and has been placed in some of these vaccinations, the mRNA vaccinations that people were forced to take. So in those vaccines, you had the properties in some of them of Nephilim DNA. But that's not all. Also, there were, before Adam was created, after the earth was restored to become habitable again for mankind, it had been destroyed. And we don't know what the time span was from the civilization before Adam. There was a pre-Adamic race, is the term I'll use. And there were these creatures, and they call them Neanderthal man. Neanderthals. They walked upright like gorillas. Man-like. But they all died in a disaster, a destruction that took place before Adam was created by God in the Garden of Eden. Well, they have recovered some of these 10,000-year-old creatures, and they've been able to take the DNA out of those creatures. Neanderthal man. And they have put that same DNA in vaccinations that were taken with the vaxes. So you have Neanderthal DNA, Nephilim DNA. So it could not get any worse than that. That would be the horror of what is in these vaccinations. But then you had a woman by the name of Henrietta Lack. She was a black woman. I think she died in 1920. She had a rare form of cancer in the uterus. And they found that her cells in this cancer, these cells were unique. These cells were very hardy. They were immortal. They couldn't kill them. They continued to live beyond their generations. And the immortal life of Henrietta Lack. Well, it just so happens that in PubMed Central is where I'm getting what I'm going to read to you. I won't be able to do much in this next minute. I'll have to finish on the other side of the break. But Henrietta Lack, they found that she had cells that had never been seen before. They called them immortal cells. They could be kept alive and grow. And these cells have been sent. I think it was initially John Hopkins who did the experiments on her. And John Hopkins, they made sure that they had cultures of these cells. They are now international in all of the science or the bio labs internationally. I'll be right back. Excuse me. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
By the way,
So, you want to be happy? Well, with the sorcerers, these new age priests of our time, this is what they do. They create new creatures out of creatures that existed thousands of years ago. These are the new age priests of our time. So the new age movement back in the 60s and 70s bringing in a new occult, an occult society. This is what the United States is. An occult society. And it becomes more evident all the time. The prophet Daniel said that in the time before Christ returned, knowledge would increase. This is the technology of our time. We use this technology for war. We use it for in our economy. We, as a nation, we are alchemists. We take something out of nothing. We create something out of nothing. We create $100 billion, roughly, out of nothing, out of air, to send to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, but no money sent to protecting the borders. And that's in the Bible. This nation is not going to be protected at the southern border, the northern border, the eastern or western borders. We're not going to be protected. We're going to be punished because we have used the principles that God had warned mankind about, using the occult world to bring in technology that was forbidden. We have done that as a culture. It began with Theodore Herzl. With Nikolai Tesla. Nikola brought in his science through the occult, through channeling, seances, through demonic activity. And the people in the bio labs are using this technology, this knowledge, gnosis, that Daniel talked about. There would be an explosion of the knowledge of God in a holy way. The Bible would be open to mankind like never before, so that mankind would, without a doubt, know God exists. And they would know what pleases God, what displeases Him. Do you think that God is pleased with these men that work in these labs that I call Frankenstein facilities, creating creatures that were not created in the Garden of Eden, using Nephilim DNA, using Henrietta Lack, her immortal cells, using Neanderthal man and the DNA from these creatures that lived and existed before Adam? And we take what existed in the past and we bring it back to life. We give it life. And what do we do with it? Yeah, we like to use the little mice and the rats and the monkeys. But man always gravitates. The nature of man, the evil of man, gravitates to experimenting on their fellow man. Do you think that this is pleasing to God? I know the answer to that. But these people, and I use the phrase and the example in the scripture in what I'm going to present. You see, Jesus Christ stated that there were two kingdoms. And there was the kingdom of darkness, and there was a kingdom of light. there was the kingdom of the devil and the kingdom of Christ. And each of these kingdoms, the rulers of these kingdoms would employ mankind for the furthering of the kingdom, of their kingdoms. Satan, the devil, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, is an employer. Daily he is employing people to come and work for him and build his kingdom. And daily, Jesus Christ has his servants that are faithful going out to recruit, to bring people into the kingdom of heaven through Jesus Christ. So you have two employers. One employer brings death, uses his servants to investigate all of the deep things of life, to create things that God never created in the Garden of Eden, to bring misery, suffering, death, to bring hell on earth. This is what the children of the devil or the employees of that kingdom do. So they take Henrietta Lack. They find out she has these cancer cells. They're immortal. And I believe and I know that these cancer cells of Henrietta Lack that have existed since 100 years now, since 1920, these cells are in the vaccinations. And if I remember my program that I had done on this, oh, I don't know, 2 years ago, that these cells, these immortal cells of Henrietta Lack, are in every vaccination. So everyone that took the vaccination for COVID has received some of these ancient immortal cells. Now, with these cells, in the book of Revelation, it says that there are men who are going to seek death. I refer to this quite often. And death flees from them. They can't die. They have reached immortality. They will live forever.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Did you know that 6 in 10 Americans are suffering with chronic disease? Join us for an enriching experience featuring esteemed speakers such as The High Wires' Dell Bigtree, renowned farmer Joel Salatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your tickets now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083. Or visit naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now with huge savings. Choose from thousands of shade trees, evergreen trees, fruit trees, and more in all sizes, including easy carry-out sizes for the do-it-yourselfer. Also, larger trees up to 20 feet tall for your landscaper to plant. Or choose from thousands of flowering and evergreen shrubs, including hedges. And the Tree Farm always has free professional loading. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor.
So with Henrietta Lack, I'm going to read a little bit about what they found. There are going to be creatures that are going to desire to die. They're going to seek death, and death is going to flee from them. This is what Daniel the prophet was saying would happen. Knowledge would increase. The knowledge in a holy fashion toward the knowledge of the eternal God and his creation and his eternal plan for mankind. And then you would have the knowledge of the secrets of the universe that the children that are employed by the devil would use to murder their fellow man. These are the children of Cain. These are the murderers, a spirit that has gone through the millennia, through these last 6,000 years, the spirit of Cain, men and families that hate their fellow man. They're the children of Cain. They're white, they're Asian, they're black, they're Hispanic, they're from every race, the children of Cain who hate their fellow man. But at the same time, you would have from all of the races, all of the families, those who would be who would live after the spirit of Abel, pleasing to God, the servants of God. So they discovered that Henrietta's cells did something they'd never seen before. They could be kept alive and grow. The cells obtained previously from the other sources would survive only for a few days. Some cells in Lack's tissue sampled behaved differently than others. They were able to isolate one specific cell, multiply it, and start the HeLa cell line, Henrietta Lack cell line, HeLa. As the first human cells that could be grown in, they are the first human cells that could be grown in a lab. They were immortal. They didn't die after a few cell divisions. They then could be used for many experiments. This is what they do, the employees of the devil, and represented an enormous boom in medical and biological research. It is estimated the total weight of all of HeLa cells ever grown exceed 50 million metric tons. Does this sound like Cain or Abel? 50 million metric tons of HeLa cells. They were vital for developing the polio vaccine and uncovering secrets in cancer viruses and radiation effects. These cells led to improvements in the in vitro fertilization, in cloning, gene mapping. The demand for HeLa cells quickly grew. A special unit was established in Tuskegee Institute, Tuskegee, Alabama, where African-American scientists helped grow the HeLa cells and also evaluated Dr. Jones Salk's polio vaccine. Black scientists and technicians, this is what I say, from every race, every culture, the children of the devil, he's employed. Many can be employed by the devil. Many of them, black women, black scientists and technicians, many of them women, use cells from a black woman to help save the lives of millions of Americans, most of them white. And they did so on the same campus at the very same time. Gila cells, 50 million metric tons of immortal cells. And they've been used in the research by a family in this country more than any other family, the Rockefeller family. And everything that happens in the medical world, the pharmaceutical world, in the tech world, that family, and the children, and the institute is involved in. Everywhere you go, you can trace the fingerprints of the Rockefeller family lineage. They owned a city by 1989, New York City. They owned a nation by the early 1910. I think it was during the time of Teddy Roosevelt. They owned a country. And by 1976, they were well on their way to owning the world. But Russia, fate, a hand from outside of time, used Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping to thwart their plans. And these families, this family, and the other families involved with this family, and the government that is owned by this family, and all of the agencies, and the whole cabal internationally that is under the spell of this family, have peaked. They have reached their limit to some degree. And now the judgment from outside of eternity, outside of time, in eternity, the hand of a great judge is now involved in bringing about their demise. And the way that it began was with Russia and China in a partnership with the plan to destroy the economy of this country, and to take the power of their, what they use as a tool, away from them, the petrodollar.
Don't miss a moment of the Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM. The Alex Jones Show on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, church. Henry here from GodsFeedingStation.org, and I'm here to tell you about our new message series on the Book of Isaiah. Mark Twain said that history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And if you've spent any time in the Old Testament, you see that not only is it a history of Israel, but it's a history of our faith and a history that we can and need to learn from. In fact, in the first few verses of the first chapter of Isaiah, we already see that the warning Isaiah gives to Judah speaks to us today. So come visit us at godsfeedingstation.org. Check out our study of Isaiah on the Message Channel, and while you're there, have a look around at all we offer as we work to grow our relationship with our Heavenly Father together. godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
So we're going to have the priests of the New Age, the priests of our present time, the sorcerers, and the plan that their objective is to bring the United States of America, the whole society, into the employment of Lucifer. It's already begun. It began in the 60s. It began to gain momentum by the late 70s. It is in full speed ahead presently. And these New Age priests, these sorcerers of AI technology, they are, like I had read last week, Bill Gates, a patent, the method and apparatus for transmitting power and data using the human body. Does this sound like something holy? The knowledge from God's eternal past and present? Does this sound like something holy? Or does this sound like something that the employees of the devil would create? A method and apparatus for transmitting power and data using the human body. The patent was in 2012. Then you have new cryptocurrency system using the body activity data. Human body actively associated with the task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of cryptocurrency system. A server may provide a task to a device of a user which is communicatively coupled to the server. A sensor communicatively coupled to or compromised as a device of the user may sense body activity of the user. Body activity data may be generated based on the sensed body activity of the user. The cryptocurrency system communicatively coupled to the device of the user may verify if the body activity data satisfies one or more conditions set by cryptocurrency systems and award cryptocurrency to the user whose body activity data is verified. This was Microsoft technology. I'm trying to find a date. So, knowledge will increase. Will the knowledge be used for good by the children of God or be used for evil by the employees of the devil? We are here in the last decade before Christ returns. This is what the prophecies in the Bible stated would happen. They're coming to pass. Hang on. We'll be back tomorrow and continue our visit. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.